existent.
I'm in a continual, permanent, protracted, unending mood. I'm persistent.
Welcome back to the special episode. This is special. Austin gives me crap, but this is special. We're doing the 50th.
You say that almost every single time.
Yeah, but what are we doing today?
Okay, a Patron 50th anniversary.
And we're going to pair it with Taka Vaca and Gordon's Gin. Great pairing.
Oh, my God. This is going to be absolutely stunning.
April Fools.
April Fools.
No, we're not going to do no damn 50th anniversary Patron with Taka Vaca and Gordon's Gin.
We're not even doing a 50th Patron. What are we doing, George?
So we're going to do, we were silly on the first part, so we're still going to be silly on what we're pairing. We're doing a Java cigar. So it's
by Rocky Patel and Drew Estate.
So we're going to talk about it. So it's a coffee flavored cigars, but we're going off the deep end. It's April Fool's Day. We're going to do Howler Head bourbon. Well, it's whiskey.
Because
it's flavored. It's a bourbon. It gets whiskey. It gets flavored.
Banana flavored whiskey.
So banana with screwball peanut butter. Hey, it's April Fool's.
This is going to be funny.
This is a mixture of all the flavors in the world. And then at the end, we're going to have a nice prizy, nice little surprise. I've done something in the past when I was telling Austin about it. But again, here's your hook. You'll find out in the second part.
Yeah, or third.
Or third. We'll find
12th.
Out.
I don't know. I can't
so,
keep
So, this cigar is a 42 by, what's the length of this thing? 5 inches.
It's a box press.
Box press.
And it smells like coffee.
Yeah, you think? It's coffee mocha. It's
actually coffee mocha.
It's coffee mocha.
It's coffee chocolate.
Yeah.
And on the draw, it tastes like coffee chocolate.
It actually tastes pretty good.
It actually does.
Okay, we came in this going, let's just make it a gag episode. But we started tasting the cigar. I'm like, you know what? Pre-light draw is actually kind of good.
It tastes yummy.
Okay, so if you guys haven't had Howler Head, it's a nice whiskey. It's banana flavored.
Yep, it's a whiskey with a banana flavor. So it's I mean, you look at J.D., JD has a little Laffy Taffy banana to it. This takes it to a different level.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's infused with a banana flavoring.
And we're not going to do legs and all this because these are all flavored whiskeys. So the legs are going to be thick and sugary. So,
but it smells like banana.
It smells like banana Laffy Taffy.
And it's, well, to me, it's not as Laffy Taffy as like JD. It just smells like a really ripe banana to me with an undertones of whiskey and graininess of the whiskey.
To me, it's like a sweet, sweet Laffy.
I'm getting too serious.
It's good. And on the screwball, it smells like peanut butter and caramel.
It does. Peanut butter and caramel. Absolutely. That's what it smells like. Peanut butter and caramel.
With a little bit of citrus undertone. It's a little bright.
There is a little brightness to it.
Now, let's just go ahead and taste it.
Unlike us. There's no brightness here.
Let's taste it. What does Howler Head taste like? We know. We've had this before.
Yes. It's...
It's good.
It's really good. It tastes like just a smooth banana with this nice little whiskey hug to it.
Yeah, people make fun of it, but look, it's inexpensive, it's available, and it's good.
Yeah.
It's good on its own, it's good with ice, it's good as a mixer.
Yep, owned by my buddy Dana White. Yeah. You know, he's the representative of it, one of the main owners. And yeah, to me, you taste like ripe banana, then a nice undertone of smooth vanilla, and there you go.
Yeah.
And actually, believe it or not, on ice in the summertime,
it's delicious.
It's actually really good. It's really almost refreshing.
So, get a little water, be true to the spirit. And a screwball. One of my wife's favorite whiskeys.
Oh, my goodness. It tastes like peanut butter and caramel.
It is. And it's delicious. I've had this on ice in the summer and go, yeah, it's good.
Nice and refreshing.
Available, cheap, and it's good. So, Austin, I'm going to light up. You take us there.
All righty. Hey, check out our sponsor, the Original Bourbon Club. Check them out at originalbourbonclub.com. Feel free to start your own chapters through us. It's a really good group of guys. We're up to, as Georgia said, over 30 in the past, over 30 barrel picks. We have really, really good access to the big guns out there, the big people, as well as small craft distilleries. And we have some tremendous palettes, so our barrel picks are phenomenal. So check it out, theoriginalbourbonclub.com.
And while Austin lights up, please check us out, Cigars and Spirits Podcast. Email us at cigarsandspiritpodcast@gmail.com. Again, any questions, things you want us to try on air. If you guys wanted to host a tasting for you guys, we're always available. And we're on Instagram, X, and Twitter. And we're slowly going to work our way into TikTok. I don't know why, but we are, because people have been asking for videos. And again, Austin and I both have faces for radio.
George is, starting to feel his age, so he wants to try to slip into that TikTok generation.
I'm married. I can't slip into anything. Just saying.
All right. What you getting on the cigar? Yeah,
I'm still trying to light this thing up perfectly. I got a little uneven burn here. Hold on 1 second. I don't want to judge it when only half of it's burning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm getting coffee.
No, really?
A little bit of chocolate, a lot of sweetness with an after finish of tannin, heavy tannin.
All right, so I'm smoking mine kind of hard to get it lit up correctly. Yeah, it's sweet coffee mocha.
Yep, that's it.
Actually, they do have a Java mint. When I was looking, I was laughing. I'm like, you know, that might be pretty damn good, especially in Christmas time. You're like,
that's
like,
it's like one of them old menthol cigarettes. That's all I think of when I saw
that. Might be,
mint.
But you're like, if it's coffee, mocha, and mint, it might not be a bad thing, right?
Yeah, that'd be like what's that? Chocolate chip and mint ice cream.
Oh, man, we had some of that this morning for breakfast. My daughter loved that.
For breakfast. Yeah, you can tell his wife is at work.
Damn right.
The daughter's eating ice cream for breakfast.
Hey, milk, protein.
A little bit of fat, some sugar.
So while we're lighting up, we'll just do a 2 second thing on the cigar. So again, this is a Java Corona Maduro 5x42. They go anywhere from about $10 to $12 a stick. First release in the first quarter of 2005. They are handmade by Jonathan Drew at Drew Estates with conjunction with Rocky Patel.
Jonathan's making them himself? They're handmade by Jonathan Drew?
He makes them himself, man.
Damn.
This is from their website. Yeah. He walks by and goes, hey, nice roll. So while they age in tobaccos, they infuse them with aromatic oils and flavorings to give this flavor, obviously. The wrapper is a Brazilian Maduro. The binder and filler are both Nicaraguan, and they're made in Nicaragua. So that's kind of near and dear to my heart because I'm a Nicaraguan lover. So I figured, what the hell? Let's give it a shot.
Definitely.
I haven't had one of these in never. My first time.
It's been ages since I had one. I mean, like years and years and years. I tried it out a long time ago because we used to carry them in the store way back when. And it's been a long time.
Can I tell you? First quarter of an inch, it's not bad.
Well, you know, I got to be honest. I know we've been kind of goofing with this, but it's not so overdone on the Java, the coffee, the sweetness. Yeah, it's like there to give it a nice flavor, but like acid, their flavorings are so heavy and all. That's what's actually kind of nice about this. You still feel like you're smoking a cigar, but it gives it an interesting flavor.
Yeah, it's salty and mineral with a hint of coffee mocha.
Yeah, absolutely.
You taste the wrapper when you put it to your mouth. Yeah, you're tasting the oils. You're tasting coffee mocha. But when you taste the smoke, it's Nicaraguan. It's rocky, mineral, salty. And then you get a little hint of that coffee mocha. I kept thinking, well, most tobaccos are coffee on their own. Why are we infusing it with coffee? But this...
Because you know what goes good with coffee.
Coffee.
Exactly. More coffee.
And mocha.
And mocha.
Now, here comes the question.
All right.
Does chocolate coffee go with banana?
Here we go.
Let's see. Take a puff.
Wow. That actually brings the sweetness up even further. Makes it sweeter.
It's chocolate banana.
It's chocolate banana.
Which is pretty damn good.
Yeah. It makes it sweeter. Do you have an insulin pen with you by chance?
Golly.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like
that is sweet.
It's almost syrupy now.
Even the finish is sweet and syrupy.
Syrupy. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
But it's like a salty chocolate banana.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, with this cigar, actually, with the minerality, absolutely.
I hate to tell you, it's pretty damn good.
It's not bad. I don't know if I could do a whole lot of it.
No, it's not refined. It's not elegant, but
it's fun.
It's tasty. It's simple. It's good.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun, actually.
Look, you're at a party. You want something sweet. You don't want to eat dessert. Here's your dessert.
Oh, my goodness. You're not kidding.
Right? Let's see what peanut butter has to say.
Wow. It's doing the same thing. It is elevating the sweetness to this just a massive level. It's almost
sweet caramel.
Syrupy, yeah. Peanut butter and caramel.
But it diminishes the peanut butter a little bit, brings up the caramel.
Yeah,
big
that sweetness.
Time.
It's just, yeah, it's elevating that sweetness.
It's almost like that. Oh, what was that gift I got a couple of years ago when we had? It was basically a Tennessee moonshine. It had caramel to it. And every time you taste like, you know, that's pretty good. But as you keep drinking, like, it's just artificial caramel.
Yeah.
This tastes like that, but doesn't taste artificial. No, it just tastes like doesn't. Very overly done caramel.
It's like melted caramel. And nice, nice little banana. I mean, not banana, peanut butter finish. You know? All right.
Start off as a goop, but so far.
The joke might be on us.
Might be on us.
We'll be back.
So we're back for the second third. It is Java Cigar, and we're both kind of giggling because, you know what?
It's not bad.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
And our banana-flavored Hollyhead with the cigar goes very well.
Yeah, they actually both have gone well. Hollyhead has, and the peanut butter screwball's gone well. Hollyhead, both of them.
So let's talk about Screwball real quick. Just give you 2 seconds shot on Screwball. Not much to say. So co-founder is Steve. So he's actually immigrated here from Cambodia. Started working at a California restaurant and cocktail bar. It was a very eclectic type of bar. As I said, there's a bunch of screwballs over there. And he started making his peanut butter flavored whiskey, and it took off, you know, a mixed drink. And so he says, you know what? His wife, of all things, Brittany, just happened to be a lawyer and a chemist. So they developed their own standalone spirit that's, you know, like they say, tastes great on its own and tastes great as a cocktail. And henceforth, Screwball was born. It's available. It's anywhere from $20 to $32, depending where you shop. And it's, my wife loves it. She'll come home, pour a little bit, hot summer day, put ice on it. It's delicious.
Yep.
And hey, I got to tell you, I've done it. Well, I'm not going to give away, but I've done it with chocolate liqueur before, and it's chocolate peanut butter.
Yeah. So for the second third, we're breaking tradition.
Yeah.
We already did it first third. We did each separate. We've created our own drink. We are calling it the Elvis. So we mixed 50% Hollyhead and 50% Screwball to create peanut butter and banana. So nice little Elvis. He's like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for...
You mean my peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Got my peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Where's my potato chips? I need some potato chips on her.
So we created the Elvis. Now we did... It was really syrupy. So we added one little cube of ice.
So on its own, together they were very good, but very syrupy. With the cigar, it was delicious, but drinking on its own is very syrupy. We'll put one cube of ice, and it's peanut butter and banana and damn tasty.
Oh, it is. And it's going great with the cigar.
So, well, take a puff. What do you get?
I'm getting peanut butter and banana.
With the cigar?
With the cigar. Now, the one thing I do got to throw back to the cigar, the sweetness of the Elvis is overpowering any of those coffee Java sweetness on the cigar.
Yeah, it brings out the minerality. That's all you get.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Yeah, you're getting mineral, which is not bad because it's kind of salty. So here we go.
You get there's your potato chips.
Yep, that's our potato chips.
I got my potato chips on my sandwich.
Peanut butter and banana sandwich, some potato chips on it. Because the cigar is actually salty, and that's what I'm getting out of the cigar. So, dude, we have created the Elvis.
Yeah, because I just went and did the cigar on its own again, and it's still that Nicaraguan minerality salty and a little coffee mocha. You do it with the spirit.
Yeah. You got peanut butter banana
good.
With salt.
That's freaking good.
It really is.
I hate to tell you. That's damn yummy.
And guess what? We might be making up another drink
third. I was telling Austin, I've done this in the past, which it's a hook. Come back to the third, but I used to make this with my wife when she was a big Screwball fan. And
well, she's married to you. Of course, she's a
Screwball fan. And one day I made it for her, and she goes, and same thing, put a cube of ice on. She goes, damn, that's good. So we may make that for the third and see who wins the Elvis or the ... We'll be back.
Yeah. And we're back for the final third of this incredible episode.
Hey.
So, real quick, one of the George talked about Screwball in the last deal. Now I'm going to talk about Hollyhead. So its range is $20 to $30 for a bottle of it. It was originally Howler D. White is the co-founder of it, and it's a whiskey made by master distiller Jacob Call at Green River Distilling Company with a proprietary yeast, grains, and mineral-rich water filtered through the Kentucky limestone. So, yes, it is actually a product of Kentucky. So, it really does start out as bourbon. The whiskey is distilled in 100-year-old Vendome all-copper column still, which is very cool. Bourbon is then aged 2 years in American white oak with a number 4 alligator char in traditional wood rick houses. So, does start out as a bourbon for sure. Then they follow after that aging. The bourbon is then blended with natural banana flavors and bottled at 80 proof. And if y'all aren't familiar with Hollyhead, I'm sure you're familiar with UFC. The president of UFC is lot of the money supporting this. He bought into this company, and he's really the big financial support and distribution co-founder of it. And so they push the hell out of it. And you know what? It's a worthwhile departure. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
It is a worthwhile departure. We can't be so serious and snobby all the time. Like, this scotch, this bourbon. You know what? Sometimes it's good just to have some fun.
I just want something sweet and tasty, and especially a hot summer day, put some ice in it.
So
it's nice.
We did, obviously, each spirit on its own the first. Second, we did the Elvis, which was a mixture 50-50 of Howlerhead and Screwball peanut butter. So now the final third, George, this is George's creation.
So my wife loves peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Like I said, she loves Screwball peanut butter bourbon. So about 2 years ago, I'm like, I have some Chambord. I'm going to mix that with peanut butter. I made me a PB&J, gave it to her, and she's like, my God, this is delicious. So we took some Chambord, mixed it almost two-thirds Screwball, one-third Chambord, because Chambord is really sweet and syrupy. Mixed it together, and I gave it to Austin. I'm like, and?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like a raspberry PB&J.
Oh, my God, it's phenomenal. It's actually so much fun. It is so much fun. Now, I did add a little bit of ice to it, just a tiny, tiny little ice. It's pretty thick.
It's therapy. It's therapy.
It's definitely therapy.
It's not syrupy. It's therapy.
It's therapy.
But the funny thing is, when it was not cut with ice, it went really well with the cigar. Ice makes it more palatable on its own because it's not so sticky. You know, it's not so sweet and sticky. But delicious. It's raspberry jelly. But with the cigar, you get
chocolate. There is an undertone of chocolate. The saltiness of the cigar, which is actually doing a really good job of cutting through the sweetness of it. It's still syrupy, but it cuts through that sweetness. And there's this undertone of light milk chocolate. So you got this peanut butter, you got this cherry or raspberry from Chambord, mm-hmm. and then you get this nice smooth finish of just milk chocolate.
Yeah, with the cigar.
It's incredible.
I got the chocolate, but to me it became more black cherry jam. And then a funny thing is that the Mocha Java came out because I lost it with the spirit. We've been saying when we did the Howlerhead on its own, we did the Screwball on its own, you lost the Mocha Java, the cigar. It became the mineral Nicaraguan cigar.
Yeah.
Not bad, but just you lost your Mocha Java. When we did the banana, you know, we did the banana peanut butter, you still didn't have the Mocha.
I hate it when you lose your Mocha Java.
I know.
God, we all go through that once in a while, though, George.
But you do the PB&J.
I know it's an age thing, but,
I still got my Mocha. I've got my my Jive, but no Mocha. But the funny thing is, when you do the PB&J, the coffee Mocha comes back. The chocolate Mocha comes back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's really crazy.
It's like, I got a Mocha Java with raspberry jelly.
It's absolutely.
It's dessert, it's dessert.
It's almost like raspberry, blackberry, like you were saying. It's interesting comment. It's amazing. So the funny thing is, this was supposed to be kind of an April Fool's, kind of a goof in a way. Well, it looks like the April Fool's joke is on you and I.
Yeah, I kept saying let's do something stupid and just throw up at the end of the episode because it's going to be just horrid.
Oh my God, this was so much fun, so good too, and just fun. And I got to tell you, for the dudes out there that are married or got girlfriends, try this out, and I think you will get a winner with your significant other.
And look, the hot summer months around the corner, right? These are really inexpensive, available, easy to make. It's 50-50 on one and 70-30 on the other.
Yeah.
Throw in some ice. Done.
Done. Sitting on the back porch, enjoying the cigar. Your wife will sit there with you. She'll drink it. Your girlfriend, whatever. Boyfriend.
If you're on a diet, you're like, I don't want that big hunk of banana cream pie.
Great substitute.
Do the Screwball and a Howlerhead, put some ice in there, you got your banana cream pie, right?
Yep.
I don't want my PB&J. Well, there you go. You got one right there.
Well, hopefully y'all enjoyed this. I know we ended up enjoying
it. Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, thanks guys for everything. We appreciate you. We love y'all. And go out and enjoy life.
Oh, I'm persistent. I am insistent.
I'm in a continual, permanent, protracted, unending mood.